Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled Princess Girl Boss, written and directed by Madeline Brown. All members of our cast are recent graduates of Reading High Schools, just beginning their theater activities. Deep in the forest where they live, we meet a young mother, Ariana, and her daughter, Mary. Their narrator will further set the scene.
Hello, I would like to formally introduce myself. My name is Tiffany, as well as the best person here. Anyway, welcome to another enchanted forest with princesses and princes and happily ever, well, maybe not that far.
Mom, I'm trying to sleep.
Sorry, baby, I'll stop.
Are you sad?
Well, yeah, just a little bit.
Oh.
What do you want for breakfast?
Did you find any berries or a deer during your hunt yesterday?
I have some berries. I could make you a fruit bowl.
That's my favorite.
Do you remember how to make it?
First, you put the fruit in the bowl. Then mix it and wash the berries. Then drain it. Then add some honey.
Exactly! Look at you, my little princess.
Do you miss your family?
Sometimes, but I have been lost for a long time. We will make do until we figure out how to get home.
Can you tell me a story?
Sure. When I was a young girl, I would run around the castle and people would call me their little princess. I remember one day in particular when my mom brought me into her room and had me fitted for a beautiful dress that reached my feet and told me the rules of society.
What are they?
Well, first, a lady must always hold her back straight and eat her breakfast.
I do that.
Yes, my love, you do. Then a prince must save you from a terrible fate.
Do you have a prince?
Nope.
You should.
Then you should love every creature.
But I hate rabbits. They're so scary. Now I can't be a princess.
As long as you are kind to them, you are a princess. When I was your age, I hated the dark, and if anyone said I had to go into a dark room, I would yell at them.
That's mean.
I know. The last rule is to always make it look like it is easy. But don't show people that you are in pain.
Even when you step on a thorny plant?
Yes, my love. Now can you eat while I go tend to the garden?
Yes, Mama.
Hi, Mr. Vegetables. How are we feeling today? Good, Princess. Are you going to give us some water?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
Are you okay, Ariana? I should have stayed with the carriage when it crashed. I shouldn't have gotten pregnant. I should be living in the palace with my family, but no!
Ma'am, are you okay?
Who?
Are you okay?
Well, I don't belong out here.
I couldn't tell by your small rant. Do you want to be comforted?
Just leave me alone.
I could save you.
Yeah. Do you know where the palace is?
Of course. I was raised in it.
Wow, the irony.
I have been trained to save.
I don't need to be saved.
Okay, sweetheart.
Can't you just leave?
Well, you see, there are guards in the woods.
Really?
Yeah. They are east of the lake.
You act like I know where that is.
I can show you.
I'll be fine.
She runs, abandoning her life. If she can find the guards, Ariana can save herself and her daughter, just like how the deer saved itself from the bird.
Guards? Anyone? I'm the princess! I'm the one you are trying to find, please!
She falls to her knees, sobbing, as she feels abandoned in the woods her family is supposed to rule over.
I want to go home!
Frederick stares, not knowing how to save her. As she gets up, brushing the tears from her face, she must be scared of crying girls.
I can...
I don't need you.
But the guards could...
I don't need a peasant to save me!
Says a peasant.
Says the future queen.
She gets up and starts to walk back, fixing her hair to hang straight like a princess.
Mom, where did you go?
I had to go get some water from the lake.
Oh, you scared me.
I'm sorry. Was your breakfast any good?
Oh, yes. Do you want me to get some more honey?
No, stay here. baby, I want you to hide, okay?
Why?
It's a game, Mary.
Okay.
Yes?
This is an unregistered house. You have to leave.
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
If you resist...
I'm the princess. The queen and the king's daughter.
You're crazy.
No, I really...
Come with me, please.
I love you, my daughter. She's...
Come on.
Mommy!
I'll protect her.
Ariana is taken to the castle, and Frederick starts searching for Mary. He wants to be such a hero.
Little girl, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm a friend of your mom's.
She told me to hide.
She's protecting you, little one.
From who? Where is she?
What's your name?
Princess Mary.
Well, princess.
Where is she?
She was taken to the palace.
She left me?
No. We just have to stay here for a little while.
No, I want to go home, too.
You don't live at the palace.
Not anymore. Mommy got lost, and now we don't...
What?
She's Princess Ariana. She got lost a long time ago, and she's lived out here ever since.
Really? We must go to her, then.
Yay! We get to go to the palace!
Let me out!
No.
You don't know who I am.
Nope.
I am the princess, and my kid is in the woods.
So what?
Ugh.
Officer Foster.
My king, how are we this fine morning?
I am well, thank you. I was told we have an unregistered...
Father!
Look here, peasant. You do not address me with such language when you are behind bars.
But...
No, do not mock me with the idea of a daughter.
I am so sorry, my king.
Is Frederick back? I don't understand why that boy spends so much time in the forest and so much time trying to save people he doesn't even know.
No, sir. He should be back by dark. I'll know to keep him here to do his duties.
I understand he was born for this, but he needs to stop fantasizing about the next adventure. Let's put him in his place.
Yeah, you should.
Shut up.
Anyway, just keep your son here from now on. There is nothing better than a son to take on the lineage.
I know. I'm glad I didn't have a daughter. Though, my wife wishes she could have some help at home.
She'll be fine. But if you need, you can hire out one of the maids.
I'm going to the forest with a friend. My princess finally saved me. I'm going to the forest with a friend. I don't know where I'm going.
We are going through the forest.
You aren't a very good singer.
I'm so sorry, my lady.
You're funny.
You see the castle way far in the distance?
No.
Get up on my shoulders and I'll show you.
Oh, I can see it now. It's super small and kind of fuzzy.
That is the palace.
Frederick?
Yes?
What is your favorite thing about Mommy?
I only met her this morning.
But you're in love, right?
Isn't that supposed to happen after a long time?
Not in the stories. It happens like a couple minutes.
Do you love anyone?
Well, I have a pet snail named Carlos. I love him, and maybe one day he might turn into a human.
After our adventure, I want to meet him.
Her.
Then I want to meet her.
How much longer?
Just a little. Do you want me to carry you?
Yes.
What should we do?
Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once, when I was very young, I trained with a real sword and cut my hand by accident. I went to clean it and ran into this beautiful girl.
What did she look like?
We were little, and she was a couple inches taller than me, with hair down to her waist. Her eyes were a grayish purple with a velvet green dress.
Keep going!
Well, she came up to me with a bandage and wrapped it. That's when I realized I want to be a hero, because she is a hero.
Were you in love?
Yes, I was in love with her. We courted for a while, then she disappeared.
You should go find her! Go on a great adventure.
That's what I'm trying to do.
How long ago?
A while, but my father doesn't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too.
So, let's go visit Ariana again. I think she's a little bit more... Well, you'll see.
You're released.
What?
Just go find a new house and don't cause trouble.
Can I speak to the queen and king?
No.
But...
Look, I am saving you from a life in prison. If you go, then the king will surely imprison you.
He wouldn't imprison his daughter.
Listen, he doesn't want to hear from you, Ariana.
How do you know my name?
Move into a new house and don't cause trouble. I don't want you to destroy the kingdom with your antics.
I won't.
But your daughter would.
Don't you act like you're trying to save me ever again.
Do you remember when you were a teenager and you courted my son? You put him in his place, then got pregnant?
I lived it. Don't remind me. Wait, who?
I saved you then by getting you out of that place. I will always save you, princess.
I will talk to them.
They never wanted the daughter. Get it through your thick skull. You can't even save yourself because they don't want...
I get it.
Ariana tries to run back into the woods, getting herself lost yet again. Eventually she gives up and slumps beside a tree, sobbing to herself like a sad puppy dog. Oh, I wish I could help her.
Why did I even try? Why would I want to see them if they don't want me? I let him imprison me. This stupid kingdom with their stupid gender roles that has made me weak. Why does he feel the urge to save me? Will I ever be strong enough to face them? Strong enough to find my way out of a stupid forest?
I think I see the palace!
Yep. So, what do you want to do?
I think I want to have a skipping contest.
As you wish.
They skip quickly through the forest, and Frederick allows her to stay ahead. However, as they come upon a hill, they hear light sobbing.
What's that?
Sounds like someone is having a pretty hard day.
Let's make it better.
They round the tree to see Ariana sitting on the ground like a flightless bird. You know, from the one this morning? You don't know. Dang.
Mommy!
Ariana?
Are you okay? Here, let me wipe away your tear.
Yes, dear. I am okay. I just couldn't find my way home.
I can show you if you want.
No, thank you.
Did you ever find your parents?
No. I was locked up and I wasn't allowed to see them.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know! I'm sorry. I'm just upset.
I'm sorry, Mommy. May we sit with you? We wanted to find you, but I always knew you were going to save yourself. You always do.
I'm sorry I left our game.
It's okay. Frederick played with me. We had a skipping contest.
And she won.
Of course I did.
Good job, baby. How would you like to come to the palace with me? We could get to live the lives we were born for.
Can I talk to you? Alone?
Plug your ears, darling. What?
I don't want her to get hurt. If they don't want you, they might...
They wouldn't touch her.
But they could.
We can walk the rest of the way together. And when we get there, I will go in alone, and then you will wait for a minute and come back in holding her.
So, I am right.
No.
Can I unplug my ears?
Yes, my love. We will all walk to the palace, but when we get there, you are going to wait with Frederick.
I can do that.
You're going to pretend that he is your daddy, okay?
I've never had a daddy, but I'll try.
This will be fun, okay?
I know. Now, pick me up on your shoulders.
Don't be bossy, Mary.
Of course.
Mommy, I learned it from you, silly.
They walk the rest of the way to the palace and stop outside the gates with those serious faces plastered across them.
So you remember the plan?
We will wait out here for a couple of minutes, then head in.
I'll scream if someone finds us.
Sounds good.
That's because it's your plan.
Obviously.
The king sits on his throne like a tyrant, and she bows her head in submission.
Father.
Who are you, peasants?
I'm your daughter. Princess Ariana, the name you and mother gave me.
The queen died a year ago.
What?
Neither of us wanted you, you peasant.
No, I'm your sweetheart, your daughter, your princess.
You were nothing to me the day we learned that you were a girl.
I can't help it that I was born a girl.
No, but the queen had a boy after you, and when the queen got pregnant, we left you.
I got lost.
No, we left you. Now get out.
No! I got dragged to prison and then ran into the woods to find my baby girl and came back because I thought you would save us. I thought you would care about us.
I should have known. You had a daughter. You are not worthy of being called a princess.
I'm pretty sure I've earned...
Your brother earned it, but you didn't.
I spy something green.
The grass.
Nope.
The trees?
Nope.
Mommy's eyes?
Yes, good job.
I think we should go in.
One more minute.
Tell me more about that girl.
Fine. Once she chased me through the entire palace, and she wasn't even exhausted. Then she tackled me to the ground and laughed, thinking she defeated me. But what she never knew...
You fell for her that day?
Yes. Let's go in.
You are supposed to be my father!
Not anymore! If you tell anyone, I will put you to death.
Like you did to Mother.
Who's Mother?
So, thought you might need a break, so I get to talk to y'all about the chipmunk in the forest who forgot where he put...
Frederick, go back home. Your father is looking for you.
No.
Daddy, is the game over?
What is going on?
It was a stupid plan, and I know I can take care of myself.
If that were true, you wouldn't have come here with the first man to save you.
He didn't save me.
Sure, he didn't.
I won't tell anyone if you give me the land that has my cottage on it.
Fine. Go back to it.
Mom would have been disgusted by you.
It was her idea.
Am I still your princess, Mommy?
You will always be my princess.
You will both be my princesses.
How has Ariana always bossed you around?
What are you talking about?
You must remember him being your beau. It was 5 years of your pitiful lives.
I can't remember.
They go out of the palace not speaking and take a break once they're deep enough into the forest and they stop and rest and think.
I really thought he would have saved me.
Can I go find some food?
Be back in a few minutes, please.
Ariana? I think I know you.
Don't try to be funny.
Do you remember me? Do you truly not remember the days we ran around the palace? The days we stuffed our faces with cookies? The day they didn't come back with you?
No, I don't.
You were mine. We did everything together and then nothing. And now you don't even remember kissing me?
Ew, no.
They told me you were lost, and I have just spent the last 6 years looking for you. I've defied my father and the king.
Good. The king is the worst.
I'm aware. Sorry for yelling.
It's okay. I'm sorry, but you have the wrong person.
But I don't... Never mind. You know, Mary is a great kid.
Yeah. I love her. I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want her.
She was talking nonstop about heroes and true love during our travels.
That's what happens when a child grows up knowing the fairies in the woods are real. She doesn't know anything past that.
She knows how to fend for herself.
I guess so.
She is 5 and searching for our food by herself.
That's because she wants us to fall in love. Do you live at the palace?
Training to be a knight, actually.
Is it hard?
Some days.
Frederick picks up a long stick and hands it to Ariana, who grasps it with a grin and a crazy look in her eyes. Frederick grabs another one, holding it up. Watch out, someone might get hurt.
We have duels, where we fight with swords, though this will do.
My father taught me. On guard!
She swings, bang, clash, bang, bang, clashing their sticks together in intricate patterns that you could almost call a dance. And when Frederick is on the ground, she stops, throwing the stick back to a nearby tree.
Mary hasn't come back.
I'll go find
her. We stay and wait, so you don't get lost because she still knows where to go.
Mommy! There was this girl with a knife, and then a man with a bow, and then a kid, and he started throwing rocks, and now, they're after me!
Watch her.
Ariana runs into the woods, following the sounds of footsteps. She picks up a rock and halts at the foot of the village that is burning something in the middle.
Guys, I'm scared.
What the?
See? The people right there.
Mary had run in, pointing to the hunters huddled next to the fire. They looked remorseful as Frederick ran into Ariana and knocked her to the ground.
You've never been fast, have you?
No. Nope.
Get off of me! Ugh!
He fell for you, Mommy!
Sorry. I didn't mean to. Are they really coming after you?
Yes.
The hunters look up at them, and Ariana pivots, grabbing Mary and pulling her before she starts running. Frederick stays close behind until she stops running and he collapses to the ground.
Please, stop.
Fine. Okay, let's rest.
Will they hurt us?
They won't get this far. They never come this far.
Your cottage isn't too far away.
You're the one who wanted a break.
And you're the one who wanted to...
I wouldn't say that.
Hello.
Ah!
You went back to the king. You should have been home long ago.
So, why are you here?
Are you okay?
Like you would want to know. You're the person that locked me up in that cell.
Son, take Mary and get some of those berries near the stream.
Yes, father. Come, Mary.
You hurt her, and I will come after you.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
So? What did he say? Did the king hurt you?
He just said he didn't want me. That he left me here. That I courted Frederick. Why do you care?
Who do you think did it? The king himself?
You left me in the woods?
No. Well, technically, yes. But you have to hear the story.
I don't want to know anymore, especially things that I don't remember.
Just listen. 6 years ago, I was asked to take you out in the forest and leave you. I didn't want you to freeze, so every month I would deliver you food supplies in disguise so no one would know who I was. I was hoping you would figure it out yourself.
I don't remember.
One day, about 3 months later, after I left, I found you on the side of the road, passed out. Your head was severely injured, and you were several months pregnant. I didn't want you to die, so I called a midwife who would keep it a secret.
Who's her father?
Probably my son, but I wouldn't know. The midwife said that you were more prone to memory loss since your head was hit so badly, which is why you don't remember me, or Frederick, but for whatever reason you remember home or the palace.
Home is a hard concept to erase from someone.
You were supposed to die in the woods.
Is that why my father was so surprised by my appearance?
And why I tried to keep you away from him.
I remember going into the woods with you. You let me pick flowers and daydream, but when I looked up, you were riding off. I chased you. I chased you for so long, I would throw up when I woke up, and my only friends were the butterflies. And I prayed for someone to save me.
Princess, I hate to break it to you, but you saved yourself. You proved yourself wrong.
Now what does that mean?
When you were a young girl, you said you weren't strong enough for just about anything. However, you would win and beat all the boys easily and still thought you weren't enough.
I know I'm strong and, quite frankly, beautiful, too.
Exactly. Ariana, you can do this. Establish your life and raise your daughter to be as beautiful and as strong as you were born to be.
I can, but I have felt so alone.
You're not alone anymore. There is a village nearby. You have me, you have Frederick, and you have your daughter.
Frederick walks in, quietly listening to the end of the conversation.
I'm not-
No, you are a precious gift to this world. You will never be alone.
We are here for you, Ariana.
Thank you. I'd forgotten who I was.
Ariana kneels on the ground, holding herself when Frederick and Mary bend down to hug her. She hugs back for the first time, letting in the people who love her. Oh, I really wish I could be in on this group hug.
I'm not leaving you.
Good, because I want you to be here.
She doesn't need you. She wants you. It's like a love story.
So it is, little one. Now, get up, Ariana. Let's get you home.
They get up, moving to the little cottage that remains just as they left it.
Can we play hide and seek?
Sure. I'm counting. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
They all play hide and seek happily, like two dogs in a field.
I have to leave now.
Goodbye, Father.
I take this to mean you aren't coming back?
If they will have me, I shall stay here.
And if we won't have you?
I will sleep outside until you let me stay.
You can take the spare room.
Thank you.
May I have a word, Frederick?
Yes, Father.
She doesn't need you, and you will never be able to save her.
But you did save her.
She doesn't remember that time, nor you.
I know, Father, but I love her, and that hasn't changed.
I understand, son. You may court her again as long as she wishes it.
Father, do you hate me for spending so much time chasing a happily ever after?
I could never hate my son. Even if happily ever after does not exist.
You can believe that, Father. But as long as I get to have a glimpse of her face every couple of hours, I will be living some form of happily ever after.
Frederick, come find us!
I better go find my princess again.
As long as you realize, she will always be stronger than you.
Oh, I know.
You have been listening to Princess Girl Boss, written and directed by Madeline Brown. Our cast featured Elisa Hogan as Mary, Sable Bishop as Ariana, Devon Rydell as Frederick, Landon Morgan as the King, Jet Heath as the Guard, and the narrator is Madeline Brown. All members of our cast are recent graduates of Reading High Schools, just beginning their theater activities. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported, all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084.
Hello, this is Tazi Russo, and you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM radio out of Round Mountain.
It's high time you said goodbye to the pickup.
But honey, it's got sentimental value. Our very first date was in that truck.
I might feel different if we still drove it once in a while. If it wasn't sitting out there like a 2-ton yard ornament.
Gosh, I didn't know you felt that way.
Jeff, we need to give that truck a new life with someone else.
I'm going to need some time, you know, to think about it.
8 years is plenty. We're getting rid of the truck.
To who?
KKRN.
KKRN? The radio station?
As a donation.
I don't know. Since when do we donate things?
You always said you loved community radio. Well, it's donations that keep them on the air. Nothing's free in this world. This is our chance to do our part.
Well, I do like the station, but give them a truck?
Truck, car, motorhome, motorcycle, you name it, long as it runs okay. And the best part, Jeff, it'll help with our taxes.
Sounds complicated.
No, couldn't be easier. Just go to careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. They'll come and take it away, assess its value, and we'll help KKRN stay on the air.
Where's the phone?
Your lap.
Give me that number we call again.
That's 855-500-7433 or go to careasy.org.